This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tire look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is absolute pure ergonomic science carved out of wood in a shape that you can attach to your rifle, your shotgun, your pump shotgun, your AR-15. You'd be surprised how many AR-15s would take wooden furniture. That's a truly unique look. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Tony Bennett's famous song about San Francisco, you know, those cable cars that climb halfway to the stars. That leaves out the fact that once you hop off one of those rickety tourist traps, you have to tiptoe through a minefield of used soup kitchen free lunches laid down by the city's army of ubiquitous vagrants, or at least when it's used soup kitchen free lunches, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's been recycled. But maybe you'll get lucky and step on a discarded needle instead of a former bologna sandwich. It's now a thing to enter the search term San Francisco feces map into Google, and you can come back with 1,040,000 results. That's just funny. It's funny to me. That's leftism. Unadulterated leftism. San Francisco's always been grungy. Back in the 1980s, it was comic Bobby Slayton who called it the city that makes its own gravy. But they've gone from being merely unwashed to actively unflushed. Now, to the rest of us, it's funny in a horrifying and disgusting kind of way, just like the fact that the socialist geniuses in Venezuela are forcing the famished locals to gnaw on the zoo zebras and other things, gnus, you know, those guys for substance sustenance. Yeah, you look at those examples of leftism in action and you have to laugh. But what's not funny is that this is not some sort of aberration. This is the future that our liberal elite wants for me and you. And they're doing everything they can to make it a reeking reality. And, oh, it will reek. Because they could stop this nonsense anytime in San Francisco. You don't have to live with derelicts doing all kinds of crazy stuff in public. Most places don't have this problem yet. And public, you know, one of the great leaps forward that took the world out of the dark ages was public sanitation. It's not hard to stop. You don't have to have an iPad. You just don't tolerate it. Drop your pants, do that in the street, get a month in jail. Simple. You just have to want to stop it. But our leftist overlords don't want to stop it. They want this to happen. And all you have to do is look at what they're doing. The commie mayor of New York is undoing the Rudy Giuliani revolution and ushering in a return to the Big Apple of Serbico and taxi driver. The new Democrat DA candidate in Boston wants to stop prosecuting the petty crimes that make urban life unlivable. In L.A., Hordes of zombie freaks wander the streets, overrunning public spaces and breaking into cars, knowing they have a get-out-of-jail-free card because California rarely puts people in the slam for that sort of thing anyway, or anymore. And California's getting rid of cash bail. And you know what? It's all for justice. Justice for criminals. Justice for dirtbags. Justice for the mangy people who make it so you can't even let your kids go outside to play. In your own yard, if you have one. But what about justice for the rest of us? What about for the justice for the people who work, who support themselves, who try to raise a decent family, who aren't bipedal Cro-Magnons, who drop trowel and, you know, start cracking things wherever and whenever they feel like? What about them? No, they indulge their weird notions of virtue by making us tolerate weirdos and losers and mutations. We normals get to do the hard work and pay the taxes and fight the wars, and now we can also get to dodge piles of things that we shouldn't find in streets. Now, do you think some hobo would get away with doing the squat outside of a Pacific Heights mansion where our betters like Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi live? Do you? Because the Golden Gate Bridge is cheap today. The fact is that this is the leftist elite blueprint for the future, and it's a future where crime goes unpunished and pathological deviance is allowed to flourish. It's not where the elite live and work, just like none of their kids ever attend any of the pathology factories that are the urban public schools. Their kids instead go to secure, and when I say secure, I mean armed guard private schools, safe from the chaos that their leftist mommies and daddies tolerate for the little minority kids across the freeway. They want you playing hopscotch with human feces. They want you living in fear because you're more pliable that way. All this shows you who is the boss and them. This is about power, their power to make your life miserable and even dangerous by forcing you, and like I said, not themselves, to endure this primitive misbehavior by making you live in fear. They are figuratively crushing you underfoot and punishing you for the crime of being normal. And all these awful people milling about doing awful things and reeking and wrecking in the communities that you live in. They're resort of your moral failing. You understand that? That's what they're trying to tell you. Of your selfishness, of your refusal to give even more of your money and freedom and power over to the wise and kind and morally upstanding elite. The elite are on the side of society's victims. And you normals, you guys are society. You're the villains. You normal people who want to just lead a decent life in safety and relative prosperity. And the victims? The victims are often not victims of anything except their own taste for drugs and squalor, or they are victims of the elite's cruel plan to let the mentally ill out of the institutions to live on the streets, shouting at invisible antagonists. What they have in mind for us is no laughing matter. No one has let people treat our sidewalks like a latrine. That's a choice. A conscious decision made by the elite in the service of their irrational hatred of the normal people who refuse to bow down. But we can choose to fight back because November's coming. I know this is a horrible choice, but vote Republican and against people going on the sidewalk. And until we restore sanity, just remember, if you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some, booties over your shoes. Because you're going to meet some grody people over there. Unless you're wearing Nikes. Then, if you're wearing Nikes, you'd probably be looking up seeing Colin Kaepernick's face. Which, once again, let me make sure this is clear. I don't care about Colin Kaepernick. I care about what Nike thought was a good idea for a wording for an ad. And Nikes, at that point, become perfect shoes for walking in human excrement. Perfect. Perfect. So if you're wearing Nikes, or at least if you got booties, feel free to step out in it and enjoy your stroll. Could you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Here's a quotation from a celebrated lawyer. And this is the inevitable answer to the naive question, can/should I shoot someone if they blank? The answer to that is shoot when you have no choice. Don't when you have other choices that are reasonably safe. When you have no choice except to shoot, who cares if it's legal? When you don't need to shoot, who cares if it would have been legal? Very true words. Now, I carry a gun to not, so I'm not going to be in a gunfight. Me carrying a gun has saved a lot of people. It saved a lot of road rage. It has kept me from doing a lot of things because the very sobering idea of being in an altercation with a gun is ever present with me when I'm carrying a gun. I train to use a gun in an altercation. I train to win in that altercation if it comes. But because I carry it and because I have trained to use it, I do everything in my power to not use it. Now, if you're involved in a deadly force incident, particularly where a gun was present, here's some factors that are going to lend credibility to your case when you find yourself being looked at by the legal system. Number one, you are not the initial aggressor. When it becomes obvious to the jury that if you were going about in public armed with a deadly weapon, presenting yourself as bait, looking for or hoping for an opportunity, an excuse to shoot someone, like, say, I don't know, Paul Kersey, as played by Charles Bronson. I prefer that to Bruce Willis. Don't expect very much sympathy regardless of other facts in the case. Prosecutors refer to that attitude as the malignant mind, and the Latin is mens rea. The death wish motif may be made into an entertaining film, but neither prosecutors nor juries are going to have any sort of tolerance for that. And, you know, don't go anywhere with a gun that you wouldn't go without a gun. Pretty simple. Now, number two, even when you are not the initial aggressor, when in a public place and faced with someone offering violence and or wishing to engage in violence, you declined a confrontation, instead made a reasonable effort to disengage and separate, assuming it was mostly safe to do so. Another thing that we need to do is avoid the fight. If we can avoid the fight, if we see the fight is coming, if we can do everything in our power to avoid the fight, that will go a long way. Plus, we may not be in a fight if we avoid it successfully. The horn, you know, on your car is there solely to prevent an accident. So if you employ it to scold or punish other drivers and pedestrians, that represents a conspicuous misuse. And believe it or not, that's illegal, no matter who is at fault. So like your car's horn, using your gun because you're frightened, and let's presume that your fears are genuine and legitimate, is acceptable. Using your gun because you're angry is never acceptable. And when sorting motives, the prosecutor needs to see yours as sensible and respectable. Number three, if you are involved in any altercation of any type, you present the gun, you fire the gun, whatever it is, if you pull the gun out in public, you need to be the first one on the phone. And you need to report the incident to police as soon as you can. In the eyes of prosecutors, flight equals guilt, always. Guilt also attaches to excessive delay in reporting the incident. And those who flee the scene and try to evade police are always seen as guilty parties. Now, there's some good news to this and some bad news to this. The good news is this. In most states, citizens of character, that means me and you, We're now trusted to go armed. Legally armed citizens are not required to be perfect. But we are required to be reasonable. Always. So no matter the outcome, investigators, prosecutors, and juries need to interpret your actions as reasonable and your motives of those as of a good person. Now, one thing I think you would find, especially if you take off down this trip, this winding path of training and preparing to be a gunfighter and everything, I think you would find that preparing to be a gunfighter, you become so much more aware of what's going on around you, because that's what they teach you, is to look around yourself and to be aware of what's going on around you. Being aware of what's going on means that you see it before it gets to you. That's a level of engagement that we've forgotten. We have forgotten that level of engagement. We're too much in our phones. We're too much, in a conversation. Mainly we're in our phones. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. But being reasonable is not something that you need to be taught how to do. You already know it. You already know it. So I don't have any problem with that part of it, but you have to, and I mean, this is the thing, it happens every day. It happens every day. I don't know how many millions of us carry guns every day. When I go out, I certainly do. And every day I'm exercising my judgment. I'm trying to make sure that I'm watching what's going on. I'm looking around me all the time. I'm trying to make sure that, you know, there's nothing coming up behind me. This means I have already got a leg up on a situation if it comes, because I'm looking for it. And just that looking out part of it is the beauty of it. It's the greatest thing in the world. It's all that you really need in a lot of ways to make sure that you don't get in a gunfight. Because you want to do everything to stay out of the gunfight. And then when you have no other choice, you want to be so good at the gunfight that it's over with. Real quick, you've deanimated the other guy, and now you're picking up your phone. That's in the perfect world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence is a Category 4 hurricane expected to hit the Carolinas later part of this week. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster talked about what he's expecting in his state later this week.
When it gets to the land, it'll be moving slowly across the land, which means it'll be sitting here raining on us for a long time. So we're preparing for a whole lot of flooding, as well as these high winds and the surge coming up, maybe 10 feet high.
Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a daily press briefing. Again, one of the topics brought up was that mysterious op-ed that was penned by supposedly a senior administration official. Sanders was asked about the op-ed and if the administration is working to find out who, in fact, wrote it.
We're certainly focused on things that actually matter, and the staff here that is here to do their job and not undermine the great work that this president and this administration has done.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show that's brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, you look at things and you say to yourself, how much better can this get? And then Boyd's goes out and does it. They show you how much better it can be. And that's the difference. That's the Boyd's difference. Getting out there and having a product for you that not only is going to make your gun more accurate, it's going to make it more comfortable. And some of you are going, well, it's got to be comfortable at all. Well, because it does. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Don't you think so? I do. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Training to be a gunfighter, okay, training to be a gunfighter is, it's a difficult proposition. It takes time. It takes dedication. It's going to take a little bit of money. You're going to have to see past certain things like your ego, for example, because, well, just take my word for it. You're going to have to do that. I'm not going to go into the ins and outs of it. And you're going to have to acknowledge one thing that we all have to acknowledge. We don't know everything. When you go to a gun school, when you go to learn to train to be a gunfighter, you're going to be going to somebody, hopefully, if you go to some people, some of the names, John Farnham, Masada Yub, James Yeager, any of these guys. These are guys who have studied shootings. They have studied shootings. They have looked at what happens in these shootings. And they've said to themselves, okay, this would have worked better this way. how do we get rid of that whole part of the gross motor skill versus the fine motor skill that you're going to lose by all of that? How do we get past that part of it? That's the part that is the most difficult there is. You've got to come up with one thing that's going to work for everybody, which most of them do. Now, they're always going to be second-guessed. They're always going to be second-guessed. And that's the part that most don't, you know. With Jaeger, for example, he says, what I want you to come to class with more than anything else. He gives you a checklist of all the physical things you need to have. And then he says, the last thing I need you to bring is an open mind. And I'm one of these people that I have to get out there and say, let me open my mind. I have to consciously make that effort to do it. And I do. Because I know I don't know everything. And that's the first thing. If you figure out you don't know everything, that's fine. But there's going to be some little things you're going to look at. Now, I saw one author that was talking about Farnham's method, for example. And the guy who wrote the blog, he said he's committed to looking the pistol into the holster because it is not safe to look away from a potential threat. Then why are you holstering your gun? Okay. For most people, carrying concealed is going to mean inside the waistband. And for most concealed holsters, unless you're wearing some sort of a Kydex holster, then it's going to take a little bit of an effort to reholster the gun. At the very least, you're going to want a hard leather holster. Although there are a variety of holsters out there now that you can reholster your weapon going concealed. Now, one of the things that they're teaching you, though, is this whole awareness thing that I was just talking about. Being able to see out in front of you and everything, your main function of your eyes is to locate and identify a threat. So when you're breaking visual contact with threats or threatening circumstances, that's not going to be such a good idea, particularly when it is usually unnecessary. Now, reholstering without looking at the holster is not possible with certain concealed carry options. But then again, I don't deal with that for the most part. When I am training, I'm using a red alligator holster from Ace Firearms, which are a beautiful thing. They're real tight in on the body. They're outside the waistband. They hide really well under an untucked shirt. And because of the way he designs the opening, they holster really easily without watching them, without looking the gun in. Now, you know, Jaeger told me right up front, you'd be better off carrying concealed. And I'm not one to disagree with that, because one thing about carrying out in the open is if your shirt rides a little too high or when you're seated down, you're going to show the bottom of the holster. So having it in concealment is a good idea. But when it is possible to reholster without looking your gun into the holster, keep your head up and keep your eyes actively engaged. And listen, this is not a written rule or anything. You don't lose points if you do a brief glance. And that's the thing. These martial arts and everything are actually designed, should be designed, to fit you. There's certain concepts, certain precepts that are fundamental, okay? And then there's other things that you're going to have to fit you, like the way you draw, for example. When they're trying to come up with that one way to draw, which is straight up and then, you know, elbow up as far back as you can and the gun hand up as far as you can, aiming towards your target, then you're going to engage it as you start to punch it out in front of you with the other hand, stick it out there and get a good sight picture. And then the next thing you're going to do is squeeze, if that's what it comes to. Now, Jaeger, he also has this one thing. When you're going into the draw, they want you to yell stop. And that just that pure action, that pure action of yelling stop, made everybody move faster, which is ingenious. Because the idyllic way of standing in the isosceles and not moving, he wanted you to take a hard step left or right. He wants you to, as he, the term he uses is get off the X. And that's because if somebody's pointing a gun at you and you go into a gunfight from that point on, when you move left or right, you're coming out of his sight picture. And when you yell at him, you're distracting him a little bit. And your gun is coming up, and you're sticking it out there. And that's, it's perfection. It's just perfection. So when you're out there, though, I mean, and there's lots of people out there. You know, Masa Yub, Dave Spaulding, Tom Givens, Danny Tuller, Marty Hayes, Joe Gilbert, Freddie Blish, Jeff Gonzalez, Gabe Suarez, James Yeager. None of these guys universally agree on every detail. And when they get together, they have very heated discussions on a number of relevant topics. But at the same time, they all have very thick skins, and they all have the basic fundamentals that they're trying to impart upon you. And that list of people that are competent is incomplete. I'll tell you that straight up front. These are just a few names that come to mind. So, you know, some of these guys make guns. Some of these guys train you to use guns. It's a beautiful thing. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Lock and Load, and this is the last time on the firing line. I'm a little off tonight. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Do you know the difference between opposition and evil? Opposition is what you might face in a battlefield. You're facing soldiers. You know, you're facing, you're on this side, they're on that side, and that's who you're facing. You've got a job to do. You've got a mission to complete. War is something that comes about because old men can't get along with each other and they send a bunch of young men to go fight the war for them. Not really something anybody wins, but that's why it's a young man's game. Some of you, though, know evil. Some of you know or have seen evil. And according to the leftist, evil is a make-believe concept that we've invented to deal with the complexities of fellow humans. Those who believe this twisted logic either don't get out much or they needn't imagine that they'll die of old age. But some of us have actually seen evil at close range. They know how real it is. And we know how it turns man into a monster. And we also know and understand that evil must be bravely confronted. And these evil men must be challenged and constrained, if not outright eliminated. Now, good and righteous men and women behave according to an absolute and unchanging standard of morality. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. The difference between good and evil and between right and wrong are givens. They're not topics. They're not opinions. They're not subject to rationalization or justification. And a man or woman should know the difference. Now, good men and women do know the difference. And good men and women are always prepared to act if that presents itself as an issue. Now, unfortunately, the leftist mind is always invariably ambivalent in the face of evil, which that's primarily because they project weaknesses upon you. They can't bring themselves to confront evil honestly because personal vanity makes it impossible for them to recognize their own defect. They predictably falter, they blame others, they make excuses for themselves and whine, but never take personal responsibility, never lead, never prepare, and they never fight. They'll get out there and they'll say, nobody could possibly fight this kind of thing. People don't stop crime with guns. People don't do this. Nobody can stop an active shooter with a gun. And what they're telling you is, I would never confront one. I don't have the nerve to confront one. I don't have the nerve to carry a gun. I'm afraid. While they're out there projecting that on me and you and dealing with their internal turmoil over that, their vanity will make them insist that no one else is allowed to resist evil in any effective way so that we're all equally worthless when it comes to facing it. Because make no mistake, you have to face it. You have to face evil. Now, it has been said that no greater wrong can ever be done than to put a good man at the mercy of a bad man while insisting that the good man cannot defend himself nor his fellows. In no other way can the success of evil be made surer nor quicker. Evil men will not be dissuaded from their malevolent deed by any sort of reason argument. That never works. You're never going to be able to use your words. It never works that way. Never, ever, ever. I promise you. But it does do other things. They can't be dissuaded from their malevolent deed by any sort of argument, no matter how reasoned the person making that argument may be. Never. That never works. What can be done, though, is that they can be corrected by good men and women physically. They can be corrected. And we need to be armed and competent, and we have to be audacious. Now, while I've been sitting here and talking about training, and I've been talking about what you need to consider if you actually have to use a gun in a self-defense mode or anything else, this is all leading us to this point. This little module of things that I've found over the weekend was so important. Not only am I talking about it now, but you'll hear it again on Gun Owners News Hour this coming Saturday. If you're taking the time to train, if you decided to develop the martial art of being a gunfighter, and there's a difference between a gun carrier and a gunfighter. And gun carriers give a great accounting of themselves all the time. But I want to be so good at it that there's very little doubt about what the outcome is going to be. I really do. I want to be very sure of what I'm going to be doing, and I want to be very sure of the action I'm taking. So, to that end, we have all of this stuff I've been talking about. And what have I been talking about? I've been talking about, one, you know, you got to be sure of what you're doing. You got to be sure of what you're doing. And you have to appear and be reasonable. Nobody expects you to be perfect, but I do expect you to be reasonable. Please, for your own sake. That's something to be. Then I've talked about certain things about training. See, the whole purpose behind that little training anecdote is based primarily on the fact that you're going to be going to, if you go seek out training, you're going to be going to places, and there's going to be variations on it, and you're going to question some of it. Go to it with an open mind, and don't worry about certain little minor details. Take the training. Do the repetition. Be with the instructors that can watch you when you can't watch you. When you're sticking a gun out in front of you, you see a sight that you don't see your hands. You don't see what your hands are doing. That's why you go. That's why you go. That's why I have a sponsor like Mantis X, so that if you're having to train, you can also do that and train by yourself, and that you get a sort of digital representation of where your hands are going. That's very important when you're sticking a gun out there, because you want to hit what you're aiming at. But if you're going through all of this, you're trying to train to become a gunfighter, you carry a gun, you do all these things, you have the right mind, then you deserve what is called the operator's axiom. Because you're not just a gun carrier now, you're an operator. So the operator's axiom is this: it is not our part to master the tides, but to do what is in us during those years wherein we are set to uproot evil in the fields, so that those who come after may have clean earth to till. What weather shall greet them while so doing is not ours to influence, nor even to know. See, once we're done with this, we got to pass it on, because it never ends. Back again in 21 hours, and I want you to remember this very clearly. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.